Yo, what up? It's your girl V Henny, man. You already know the vibes. Welcome to the Artist Show, where we talk shit about music, entertainment, and the everyday struggles. And you know how we do, man. We always have a dope guest in the building. We have Long Island's own. He's an entrepreneur, an artist. He's just a go-getter overall. FGO Castle!
Gang.
You already know, man. I don't have a budget, so you understand. I gotta be like, ah, you know.
So good. I feel the vibe.
You feel the vibes.
Feel the vibes.
That's why you here.
Yeah,
that's why you here.
We vibing out.
I want to say before we dive into anything, I wanted to say thank you. Finally, we here.
Yes.
We've been trying to make.
Well, thank
it
you for having
year.
Us here.
Since
thank
last year,
you.
We've been trying to, you know, do
that's
this.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Nah.
Finally got it. Yo.
Well, welcome to my humble home.
Got a busy year. Yes.
And it's only first quarter.
Yeah, we getting started.
Yeah.
Shaking the block with it. Let's
as
get it.
As you should. As you mm-hmm. should. I want to say congratulations. I want to take a toast. I want to say congratulations
it.
To you and all your successes.
Yes.
You're doing amazing things, and we're going to tap into it, man. This is for you right now.
Thank you.
Let's do this.
Ooh. Feel it in my chest.
Ooh, you feel it in your chest? I think I might have a hair, too, but yeah, nah. What's good, though? How you doing? How you feeling?
I feel good. Feel like $1 million.
Yo, you working.
Mm-hmm.
I was, you know, it's like crazy because you look at people's IGs, right? And you just like, you're constantly like posting, like you're here, you're there. And it's like, IG is a perception, right? Mm-hmm. Which it can be anybody's reality. But the fact that I know outside of IG, I know you're working.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it because not too many artists, they look at their music career, and they feel like it's solely like just recording and possibly like just performing here and there, and that's it.
Nah, it's more to that shit. It's way more to that.
And when did you start realizing the fact that that's only 10% and then there's the 90%?
I started realizing that like after I started putting out product and I wasn't getting the feedback right away. And I started to say, you know, there has to be another way to engage people with this product. You gotta shake hands, go out, network, you know, just different elements that can make people more interested in you as a product, because you are the product as an artist.
Absolutely. You're a brand.
Yes.
You know, so like, you gotta sell me in a sense.
Absolutely.
I not to sound like that, but basically,
nah,
you gotta
facts.
Sell me you. Like, I need to know what you're about, you know? When can you say you started taking, because I know you've been in the music business for a long time, not to like stretch it out or exaggerate it like that, but you've been in the industry for a minute. When can you say you started taking, I know you say you shaking hands, but when did it really hit you when you was like, I need to take this serious?
Honestly, when my cousin died, when Shanero Lee got murdered, that was my partner. That's who I did all my music with. And he used to be the one to push me all the time because he knew my talent. But at the time, I wasn't focused on that. I just wanted to run the streets and hang out with my friends and shit. Mm. He always wanted me to go to the studio. And then, like, that week prior to him dying, he was like, yo, stop playing. You need to get in the booth. You got what it takes. You know what I'm saying? Get out here and do it. And then he ended up getting killed. And that shit, like, tore me apart. And I actually was going to quit music altogether.
Really?
Because that was my partner. That's who I was on stage with performing and shit. So I had to build up the courage to even pick up the mic or pick up the pen again. I didn't write or nothing. And I had over, at that time, I had over 1,000 songs written on paper.
How long did it take, like, that process of, like, you not writing? How long was that?
It's about a year or two after his death.
Oh, wow.
It really took a toll on me because my cousin was, like, an older brother to me, like, literally since we was in diapers. He was, like, 3-4 years older than me. So he got at me. He showed me a lot of shit. I smoked my first blunt with him when I was, like, 9 years old.
Wow. Okay.
Word, like, you know what I mean?
Nah, that's deep.
So that's what really was, like, you know what? I got to keep his name alive. I got to let these niggas know I'm outside. You know what I mean? I'm not ducking and hiding. I want to do this music shit, and I want people to feel my energy, feel my vibe 1,000%.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, you would say people still wasn't paying attention to you as you wanted to?
Well, I feel like the game changed. It wasn't, social media wasn't as prevalent as it is now.
Yeah.
Before, you had to really be out there putting your flyers on
talk about
on a wall. And you know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to my sister Reese, because she used to work for Hot 97 and shit, and she put me onto a lot of shit when I was young. I used to intern with her, going around promoting and doing groundwork, putting in the groundwork. Like,
The street team.
I had to learn. Facts.
That's crazy.
So she used to give me like a whole bunch of like a stack of different like flyers, and I used to have to get the staples and put it on all the poles, drive around with her. I was annoyed. I used to get on her nerves, but I still did it, and I appreciate that because it showed me that, you know, that level of grind was hands-on. This social media shit, you could put up a flyer, pay for it to be sponsored, and it could be all over the place, but that's not guaranteeing the return on what you
invested. No, it's not. But that torch is not guaranteed the return in a sense, right? Mm-hmm. But it, you know, it all depends on your mindset, because then in the long run, it does pay off. Not too many out here, but I feel like down south, when I go down south, right, I look at, like, certain artists or, like, labels or whatever, they still have that street team mentality.
Yeah, nah, they do. Shout out to Shampoo. I met him recently, Shampoo from Def Jam.
Yeah, he's dope.
We did some work with him when we was Rolling Loud, and that was pretty dope. That was a dope experience to be able to work with him and his family and friends and stuff. So shout out to them and their
team. That's dope. Because you be around so many people. What knowledge have you gained recently from somebody that you can say you look up to? Or you pay attention to their success?
Well, shout out to Tanner. I always shout him out because he's been a great mentor to me. Mm-hmm. Early in the game, he brought me around so many different celebrities. The first time he brought me around a celebrity was Jadakiss. I completely lost it because no bullshit. Tanner had a talk with me. He'll tell you. We had a talk. He was like, listen, when we go in this room, try to act normal as possible. Don't lose your cool and all that. We in Yonkers somewhere, we go to the warehouse, and it doesn't even look like a studio on the outside, but when you go inside, the shit was, like, beautiful.
Okay.
Jada comes to the fucking door, and I almost lost it. It was my first time ever, like, meeting him in person, and he was mad chill. So I'm like, yo, I got, like, 500 rap songs I'm about to spit to this nigga real quick.
Yeah.
Jada's like, nope, don't do it, chill, you know what I mean? So working with him and Will and the street team for, like, when I was younger, it gave me a chance to be around people of higher stature and know how to articulate myself and not come off like a male grouping.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So,
We don't want you to be a little girl. You know what I'm saying?
It's easy to fall in that category when you a fan of these niggas.
It is. I mean, you have those who be thirsty about it. You understand? But I'm glad that you they taught you early on.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, I mean, I'm assuming it's not within your character. You understand?
Nah.
So what I am interested is, obviously, you're from Long Island, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, yo, Long Island be getting a lot of heat.
Yes, they do. Yes, we do.
They be getting a lot of, and I'm not going to lie, it's a lot of talent. Coming from Long Island, what is it that you want to represent it's not even a burb, but, like, within your town? Like, what is it that, how you want to be looked at?
As a real man, like somebody who stood for something, substance, character, somebody who brings unity, because I feel like Long Island is lacking unity amongst ourselves.
Why is that?
We don't support each other. Everybody wants to be that head honcho. I don't care if I'm the head honcho or not. I'll still come to somebody else's showcase or performance, and I'll sit in the crowd and cheer you on like anybody else would, because I feel like having that humble spirit will draw more positive energy to you.
Yeah.
You know, so if there's anything that I can contribute to Long Island is be more unified, you know what I'm saying? Because I see other places doing it, and they do a damn good job at it, and we're lacking.
Do you, though? I feel like
down south?
Down south is, down south will always be unified in a sense. It's crazy.
But even in the city, you see, when you got the drill, you got certain artists, they ride out with each other. Like, they got the whole movement. They have a whole movement with BX drill or Brooklyn drill. Like, you can't really say, oh, there's a Long Island drill or some shit like that.
How is the music scene?
I think it's a melting pot of different type of talent. There's of course, there's drill everywhere because it's influential.
It's just a popular,
it's a popular thing to do, but there's also a lot of lyricism going on in Long Island. I got to tell you, there's some dope fire coming from out of Long Island.
I mean, obviously, look at you. You understand? Even like off air, I was telling you, I was like, yo, you rap.
Yeah.
You understand? Like, and I appreciate that, you know? going into what is it? Friend zone, right?
Friend zone, yeah.
Yeah, so going
featuring
into
Splash, shout out to Splash.
Yeah, and like so like shout out to the, definitely like a dope track. And like I told you, what caught me with that song was the video, watching the video. That was the first thing I did was watch the video. Yeah. And I was just the whole relatable topic of mm-hmm. of the song. And it's like, dad, this shit is real life. You
yeah,
understand?
Nigga, don't hand me dap. I got a plan for rap. Come with the singles attached. Act like we brothers, but hit on the cover. I'm good on that. Like, it's a lot of that shit going on. People act like they love you, mm-hmm. but really can't stand you. Like, fucking hate your guts and won't support shit. That shit yeah. is crazy.
Why do you think support is sort of difficult when it comes to hip-hop?
I feel like with hip-hop, it's a very competitive sport. It's like, my chain is better than yours. My whip is better than yours. Well, I rap better than you. Well, I look better. Like, it's a whole bunch of that. Instead of like, damn, everybody, yo, you looking good, yo. Yo, wow. Yo, let's get together. Let's create something. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's not too much of that going on.
I mean, are you surprised, though? Because I feel like the music industry is like that. It's yeah, either they love, it's like they love to hate you. Or like it's like it's you know, or it's like they truly like it's just a whole fake persona. Like they just wanna smile in your face, you know, like that's whatever, it. You know?
I noticed like if you watch my social media, if anybody follows my social media, they'll see me sharing everybody's content that I fuck with. Okay. I will share, I will like, I will comment, I will do all of those things, but in return the energy is very low. Mm. I don't get the same kind of love in exchange. I don't know why. I don't know why it's like that, but I wish it would change, though, so that everybody could be on the same page and we could just build each other up.
You know, you support a lot.
Yeah.
And it's like the energy is not really reciprocated like that. And again, it's like this is where that, you know, like you got to kind of leave that type of energy behind and then just continue moving forward. And this is when people be like, yo, you changed.
Yeah, nah, you definitely. They say you switched up and stuff. I totally understand that.
Tell me a song you created that took you out of your comfort zone.
Honestly, when I'm talking about like relationship issues with your mate, sometimes that's hard to articulate in your music because your emotions can draw you all over the place. And you want to say so much and make it catchy at the same time. You don't want to sound like it's like a run-on sentence.
Are you scared to be vulnerable?
Nah, absolutely not. Okay. And that's what you're going to see in this album called Legacy.
Okay.
When I drop this album, it's
vulnerability.
Definitely.
How many tracks?
I'm all about vulnerability. It's going to be at least 10. But no more than, like, no more than 12. No
okay,
more than 12.
So that's decent.
Yes, yeah, I'm going to pack it, you know.
Okay, because I'm like, you know,
less
not
is
to...
more. Less is more.
Okay.
And you gotta know the market that you're targeting.
Exactly.
Your target market.
Exactly.
Mine's just women.
What is it that you're seeking within your career, then? Like, because I know you have, you have, I would look at it like a family. I was going to say it's Spanish familia. You know, you have a, you know, FGO, you know, it's like, it's a family.
Yeah,
you
know? It is a family. Shout out to Fredo, Big Ron, Will, you know what I mean? New York in the building, you know?
Facts. You know, but family, goals, opportunities. Is it a label as well? Or
I feel like it can grow into all of that. I'm trying to stay independent. I'm not looking to get signed.
Okay,
like,
I'm trying to
get a distribution deal or something and work for myself. I'm already an engineer. I've been engineering my own music for over 10 years. So, like,
you don't produce though, right?
I don't produce.
Okay.
I know how to produce.
Okay.
I use Fruity Loops, but I don't market myself as a producer until I'm just as nice at producing as I am with my lyricism. And I ain't there yet. And I ain't gonna sugarcoat that shit. But with engineering, yeah, I know my shit. I went to Five Towns College for audio engineering and business management.
That's dope.
So I'm well versed.
Okay. So you're looking for distribution, but that's pretty much it, or partnership in a sense.
Yeah,
you know?
I want to do it like how Young Dolph and Nipsey Hussle did. Those are inspirational artists to me.
The reason why I ask that is because I feel like a lot of people don't realize how much footwork. I'm not saying you don't, but don't realize how much footwork you have to put within your brand, especially when you're independent. That means a lot of money. It needs to be spent.
Yo, V, you see what I'm wearing right now, though?
Yeah.
My brand.
I know that.
Caso, FGO. So
as you should.
I'm practicing what I preach. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting this shit into tuition, bringing it into reality, you know? Because it's one thing to think it, but to write it down and articulate it over the mic and then live it is my thing.
Have you always been like this? Like having that business mindset?
Absolutely. I had to be. Okay. Because I noticed that if you don't learn what your worth or your potential is, somebody will tell you what your worth and potential is, and it's never going to be exactly what you're worth. It's always going to be less because there's going to be a portion of that they're going to want to take from you. And I'll be damned if I let a person do that shit to me.
I like your mindset. I definitely do. Now, let's go back to your creative process. I know we spoke about your vulnerability, but I want to know, like more or less, what's your creative process like?
It literally takes me 5 minutes to write a full song.
Really?
Yes. Okay. I listen to a beat. I listen to the melodic sound of the beat. I listen to when the chorus is about to come on. I listen to where the 8 bars or the 16 bars is. And I begin to let the beat narrate what I want to say. Like, if the beat is more of an emotional, it brings out an emotional feeling, mm-hmm. then you're going to get more of the emotional side of me. But if the beat is more, like, gritty, like, you know what I'm saying? You're talking your shit on it, I'm going to walk on that shit. And you're going to know. I'm going to let my presence be felt on any track, any feature I'm on, I'm smoking it.
Are you opposed to writing for artists?
Nah, I want to write for artists, but I want to establish myself first as Caso. I want everybody to know that I do this shit. You know what I'm saying?
And I mean,
I'm serious
about
my shit.
I feel like you're setting the tone. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in luck. I believe that you, the person, set the tone to where you want to go in life.
Absolutely.
You know, and you're watching you, you're setting that tone. Mm-hmm. You know, you're obviously planning on dropping this album. After that, like, are you going to do, like, a proper promo, like a rollout?
Man,
like, what are you, you know?
Album release party.
I got to ask this because videos, I'm like, please don't be like. So you see how you drop an album, right? And it's super dope. Mm-hmm. And then it's like 2 months later, you drop something else. And it's like, bro, how you.
Nah,
you know,
I'm promoting.
Like, so, okay.
Why you think I stay with these same singles? The singles that y'all see out right now, it's not nearly as versatile as I am. I do R&B. I do reggae. I do Afro type music.
Okay.
I got so much different.
So you're just an artist. You're not even a hip hop artist.
I'm an artist for real.
Okay.
And that's why when we over with this podcast system, I'm gonna give you a sneak peek of my album. You go like, that shit is dope.
Okay.
Facts.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, obviously 10 to 12 tracks. We already know every song is gonna be your baby, right? But like, will you say you have one in particular that you'd be like,
It's cold.
It's cold?
Yeah, it's cold.
Okay.
It's
Why?
Cold.
Why that one?
Because that song right there, as soon as you put it on, it brings out feelings. You're going to know. Like, you feel, as soon as it comes on, you feel the motion of the beat, the lyricism, everything. It hits you right away. You ain't got to wait to try to listen. It doesn't have, like, a lag. Sometimes when you listen,
you're
waiting to hear, like, okay, let me hear something or let me feel something. Nah. As soon as that bitch come on, I'm like, oh, that shit. Ooh.
Let's keep it a stack, right? So when it comes to recording, you know, you have that moment where, like, you're selecting, right? Your tracks. How you go about selecting which track made the album and which didn't?
No funny shit. I went through like 4 albums.
Okay.
Before I even got to these 10 songs
that
I did. And those 4 albums that I had over 1,000 songs in my library that I never released that nobody have heard. I mean, New York literally gets mad at me because I don't be releasing shit. I'm sitting on so much fire. But I took some notes from Jadakiss when I did a show for him.
Okay.
He said, you got to get yourself a hard drive and you got to load up mad song. You got to treat that shit like a fucking, like a gun.
Yeah.
And load that bitch up. So when it's your time, you fully loaded. You got the fully loaded clip and I'm going to let my shit off. I'm going to let my shit ring. Facts.
Nah, that's a fact. I mean, that's how, look at Tupac. A lot of, like, Tupac still got music.
That's what I'm saying.
You understand? Like,
y'all thought Tupac was something. Wait till Caso get on the fucking scene. Wait.
Obviously, in order to grow, you have to leave the negativity behind.
Yes.
We already know that. So, how was that? Knowing that the more you elevate within your career, you know, there's certain things you cannot do now.
Man, when I was
there's certain people you can't be around
anymore.
That's
a whole
fact. You know?
You're not even lying. Like on some G shit. Like, if anybody knows me, they know I'm from South Huntington. originally, and I ran in streets. I was around all of the activities that people don't want to talk about, and I ain't going to talk about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But what matured me is being a father and having discipline and, you know, being able to say, like, you know what, if I do something, it's not only going to affect me, it's going to affect the livelihood of this innocent person who came into this world.
Yeah.
And I had to make a decision. And sometimes, I ain't gonna lie, sometimes it made me feel like I'm soft because I gotta take the high road sometimes when I feel like smacking the shit out of niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Trust me.
Like, I got it in me to do that. But
he
I
was
just
mad at my show. He looked like he wanted to come at me. I was like, it's not even my fault. Like, listen.
Nah, niggas was acting crazy. And they was fighting over chairs and who's gonna sit where. I'm like, my nigga, I came here to have a good time. Like, you know what I'm saying? I think I am a gentleman first before I show any signs of aggression.
I will
show you the utmost respect. But if a person disrespects me, I promise you, anybody will tell you I'm not the one.
No, I get it. And I'm proud of you for that because it's not easy. It's harder to maintain that attitude. Like, you know, and you know, the deeper you get into your career, it's going to get even worse.
Absolutely.
They're going to try to push you to your limits, you know?
Take you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, absolutely, you know? And I'm glad that you have a dope mindset, you know, and you're disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
Having discipline is truly, like, that's something not to play with. Mm. It's really hard to maintain.
It's what keeps you going.
Like, yeah.
Like, what people don't realize is, I was 9 years old when I came up with the concept for FGO. And FGO stands for Family, Goals, and Opportunities. And the reason why I thought of those acronyms is because I thought, why do I even want to do music?
Mm.
It has to be something I'm willing to live for and something I'm willing to die for. So if I'm not willing to die for it, I could walk away from it at any time. But I've never walked away from FGO because I'll die for this shit. This is me, blood, sweat, and tears.
And this is why you have people following you.
Exactly, because they believe in it wholeheartedly too. It also changes
leaders
lives.
Leaders build leaders.
I meet the youth. I like touching the youth. I like seeing the young adolescents that's getting in trouble and shit, and I sit them down and I give them some knowledge of self, and give them a sense of self-worth. Like, yo, you ain't even got to do that shit. Let's go to the studio. You know what I'm saying? Let me show you a different way to let out all that aggression and shit like that.
How's the reaction with that when you, because now you're tapping into the youth and, you know, coming from social media, you see like a lot of things happening with the youth. Like a lot of the youth they're getting arrested.
Arrested.
You know,
or
like
doing
the whole
crazy
drill
shit.
Situation, yeah. The aggression, should I say. So it's like, how are they reacting to when you're speaking to them in a place of like, of positivity?
Well, I'm gonna add something else on the record. I used to work for a company called Hope for Youth, and I was a counselor. I was a youth counselor. So I work with kids that was in juvenile delinquencies and stuff like that, and they absolutely loved me. At first, it was a little rough on them because they wasn't used to somebody who's so like persistent. Like, if I rock with you, I'm not giving up on you. And some of them kids, they used to you giving up. They'll disrespect you just to see how much of that disrespect you gonna quit. Nah, I'm not quitting, nigga. I still want to play basketball with you. What's up? Mm-hmm. You told me to suck your dick? Oh, word? That's crazy, bro. You mad disrespectful.
Right,
disrespectful, bro, but we still finna play basketball. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And then eventually, like, yo, nothing works. This nigga's like fucking Teflon. I might as well just fuck with this nigga. Like, you know what I mean?
At what point in your career you would say you build that confidence within your artistry?
I feel like I'm just now recently tapping into these elements, these new heights.
Okay.
Because in the beginning, I wasn't sure because, like you said, the music industry gets pulled in so many different directions that sometimes it's hard to identify who you are, what you want to be in this industry because you can get swallowed up very easy.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
And that's why I have to stay true to what my morals and who I am as a person because then I never feel ashamed. I never regret shit. Because this is what I want to do. I said how I feel, and I feel what I say.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. This industry will swallow
that
you.
That shit swallow your shit.
And the fact that you're remaining true to yourself, that's even a problem.
Yes.
At the end, just continue doing it. You know, continue being you. They're going to talk shit about you whether you do good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
So just continue doing you. You understand? So at the end of the day,
and we all have a legacy to build. Absolutely. Right now, you're building your legacy. You got a platform right now that's giving artists like myself and other big artists that have already touched this platform an opportunity to vocalize something that's going to live on for eternity.
Let me ask you a question. Since you mentioned like platforms, right? And you know, how you feel about, I hate the term pay for play, but you know, when it comes to paying for shows or when it comes to, you know, just to investing in certain platforms.
I feel like it's very essential for artists to invest in themselves. If you can't show me that you're willing to put up money to promote yourself or your music, then why should I if I'm an investor? So okay. in that sense, yes. But how it's done, everybody does it a little different. In some cases, if you're paying to perform and then you're getting tickets and you're able to sell a certain amount, which will enable you to make money with them, then that's dope. Because now if you bring in your following, I get to eat, you get to eat, and we all look good. But some of these places, some of these showcases, I'm not going to name drop because I don't want no smoke. some of these things is just a money grab, you know what I mean? And I know it, but
so it's how a you learning determine, experience. So how do you determine whether you want to work with this promoter? How did you determine you wanted to work with me?
I see.
I want you like complete I'm transparency. You,
yeah, complete transparency. I see how hard you go for your artists. I see how hard, how much you promote. The flyers, you followed up with me constantly. Like, we were supposed to been do this mad times. You showed me that you had patience. You was willing to bend your schedule to work with me because of my work schedule. Shit like that shows me that you're putting care behind what you're doing. So I take you more serious as a person and as a business entity because you care about it.
So how do you determine whether you want to work with other promoters or other individuals, since you're particular with who you work with?
Yes, I am a stickler on that because my inbox is full of people trying to get me to do their showcases, podcasts, all type of shit. They see the traffic on my page. Mm-hmm. And I narrow it down to how they treat other people. Plain and simple.
Gotcha.
How do you do business with other people? Because that shows me how you're going to do business with me. Plain and simple. Mm. If you can't do good business with a person that's in a similar situation as me, up and coming, got a little name for themselves, and they're working with you, and then they have a terrible experience with you, then I learn from other people's mistakes as well. I don't always have to experience the mistake to learn from it. I can learn from other people's.
It's always like the whole promoter versus... Excuse me, promoter versus artist, you know, where it's like, who's the scammer or who's the bigger scammer in a sense, right? So, you know, like I'm very adamant and big on telling people, I'm very adamant on telling artists, should I say, do your research.
Yes.
Even do research on me, if I tell people. I'm like, because if you don't feel confident in working with someone, then why are you giving money right there?
Yeah, don't do that, yeah.
You know? Or like if there's no email, no receipts, nothing.
One thing I do admire about your platform is that you didn't just have a showcase just to have people collecting their money and just performing on stage and then that's it. You brought out people that are related to the music business.
Okay. Like
you brought out Drewski, you brought out Gabe, and you know what I'm saying? And other up-and-coming artists. And now it's not only it's a great opportunity for you to perform in front of these people, but it's a great opportunity for you to network well.
Right.
So I was able to network and content purposes. If you know how to maximize your content, then you could benefit even from that alone, just being in the building.
Gotcha.
So that's one thing that I did like a lot about your platform.
Do you read a lot?
Well, I used to. I don't read as much as I like, because I'm always working. I'm always busy and shit.
Or like audios or anything like that?
Yes, that I do now.
Okay.
Because I drive for a living, so I can't read as much as I would like to, but I do listen to audios. 48 Laws of Power. I'm beating you right to it.
Think and Grow Rich. Did you finish 48?
Yes, I listened to
it. I haven't finished it yet.
Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. That was a really good one.
Yes.
I like urban books too. Like True to the Game. That was a good.
Dang, he took back to
classic. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Remember Coldest Winter?
Coldest Winter, all that. Like, I want to tap into more reading because I want to expand my vocabulary and also just, you know, reading puts you in a different dimension, you know? Okay. It's different than watching TV.
You read or heard The Four Agreements?
No.
Definitely tap into
I'll tap into that.
I'll remind you of anything. That's a great. I have actually the Four Agreements right here.
Okay.
It's a great book. Easy listen or easy read if you decide to get the book. But definitely the reason why, you know, like reading is so fundamental.
Yeah.
You understand? Like you said, you want to work on your vocabulary. Exactly. So I just feel like a lot of these books, like they help you with your development.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, artist development is truly important within your artistry, but people don't realize if there's no artist development if you're not even working on your personal development.
That's a fact.
Like, people don't realize if you're personally not in the right mind state of mind, like, you know how hard it is to even elevate within your business?
Mm.
Like, I for me, you know, like, because life will always happen. You have to be, it's like a lot of business or, like, a lot of wealthy people tend to say it to us or, like, the audios, videos, whatever, is like you have to learn how to remove your emotions when it comes to business.
Yeah, because business.
So again,
business.
You have to be really mind ready and your personal development. And then I would say, you know, work on personal and artist development is truly big for me.
Yes, and that's what I'm doing now, and that's why I'm working with my artist, New York, and we're building off of that. You know what I'm saying? Showing her the ropes and. I'm learning as I go, and she's learning with me. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that's dope. Yeah, you guys are definitely taking over.
I want to share an experience that happened to me off your platform that I've never shared on any other platform before.
Okay.
All right. So how I knew that there was some type of destiny for me in music, there was an incident that happened to me when I was about 11, 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
My house burned down.
Oh, wow.
And when my house burned down, I had so much stuff in my room. I mean, I had thousands of songs in my books. Like, I used to write it and keep it in my drawer. My father had brought me DJ equipment and a karaoke machine. When I tell you, everything burned in my room.
Wow.
Every single thing burned in my room. I was completely destroyed because I worked so hard at a young age to have such a catalog of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went in the room, the walls was all burnt down. There was no floor. There was no nothing. But I tell you what, there was a dresser, like wooden, just like this, mm-hmm. with my books in it. And that was the only thing that was untouched by the fire.
Wow.
Untouched by the fire.
That's wild.
All of my books, all of my hard work, I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I couldn't fucking believe that shit. Like, I was like, wow. Like, everything burned, the TVs, but the paper did not burn. It was like a ring around the dresser. So I was like, I don't know what the fuck this mean, but it got to mean something.
You better listen to the ancestors, you understand?
Right.
Like, they telling you, that's crazy.
I never shared that story before, and that was a moment in my life that really changed everything.
That changed, I can imagine. I mean, damn.
My family was impacted by that. Deep. I took a big loss, but I gained so much out of that because it made me stronger.
I could imagine. I mean, you know, and at that, you know, at that time frame, that's a traumatic overall.
For real.
That's very traumatic.
I didn't even have clothes to put on my back. I had nothing.
Wow.
Only the clothes that I came into the house with when the house caught on fire. That's it.
So how long did it take you, you know, for everybody to get back on, you know, for your family to get back on their feet?
Well, we went through a little struggle after that, but we eventually, that's when I moved to Bayshore, because I was in Huntington when that happened. Mm. I was with my one of my best friends who's no longer with us. He got killed as well, solo, RIP to you. He was my best friend, my daughter's godfather, and we were celebrating. It happened on New Year's Day.
Wow.
I was literally walking down the block celebrating. I see, like, the fire department, police. Like, I thought somebody got killed at my house. Like, as I started getting closer, I started getting emotional. Like, wait, what the fuck? What happened?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because
how old were you?
I was like 11, 12 years old.
You said, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, so as I got up to the door, I started seeing my mom and everybody was in front. And I was looking for my little brother because at the time he was much younger, my little brother, Kason. And yeah, everybody was safe, thank God, and that was the most important thing. Like, everybody survived, you know, and I lost a lot of shit. But I would shout out my church that I was going to at that time, Mount Calvary, because I was destroyed. But that Sunday that I went to church, everybody put money in the offering, and they paid for me to get all of my clothes back. I was like, yo, I was feeling so lit, yo.
That's dope. That's dope. And it's dope, you know, when the community can definitely...
Yeah, they came through.
Calvary
on New York Avenue. Shout out to them.
It's very traumatic, but you came, like you said, you came out with strength, you know, with motivation, you know, with just, you know, so it's sad that that had to happen, but you should be proud of who you are now.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's like that saying, you know, don't judge, like, you're not your past, you know, don't determine a person by their past, and you're definitely, that's... You're that definition of that saying, you know?
I was a high school dropout. I went back and got my GED and then got my fucking college degree. You know, I didn't quit. I never was a quitter. Like, if I couldn't do it one way, I figure out another way to skin a cat. There's multiple ways to skin a cat.
Yeah.
Success can come in different shapes and forms.
I definitely agree with you. That's dope. So, Castle is just a dope. You've been through a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and you definitely have a story, hence why this is meant for you. Mm-hmm. You understand? Because you're meant to share that story so that way you can inspire those who are dealing with something similar to what you dealt with or who is close to quitting. You understand?
Yeah, right to that.
And because you're that person who's not, you refuse to quit. You understand?
That's a fact.
It's a difference. Like, people don't realize there's a difference to fall and get back up. You will fall and get back up, but you're not quitting.
I'm not quitting. I'm going to learn. I'm going to take whatever I learned when I was falling, and I'm going to come back 10 times stronger.
No, that's dope.
Transformer shit.
So I know we're expecting an album from you.
Yes, Legacy.
Legacy.
Yes.
Do you know when you're dropping this, or like...
I'm going to wait till the weather gets a little warm, because I want these girls to be out here shaking their ass to it.
Copy. I get it. So what's next, though? Like, what are we expecting?
Visuals. I want to do visuals. I want to work with major artists. I want to perform as much as I can. I want to be in everybody's face. I want to be like that fucking mosquito that you keep, get out of here.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I'm stinging the fuck out you. Facts. You're going to feel this energy.
And it's going to happen.
I'm telling you right now. I'm coming.
It's definitely
going to
happen. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm knocking down the fucking doors.
That's what I'm fucking talking about, man. And lastly, I want to know, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
I don't know.
And it could be anything.
Anything? Damn. First time. I'm trying to keep it appropriate. hold on. Wait the fuck.
It's always like that.
Hold the fuck up. The first time, I don't even know.
First, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
For the first time? Yo. Damn, you might got me. I think I got a whole brain for it.
We don't quit here.
Right? The first time. All right. The first time I ever did an acting role in a video. I can say that. Yes, was with Papoose and Street Heat.
So this is the first time you ever did this?
I never did it. Okay. I wasn't even supposed to be in that fucking video. I came there just to see my boy Tanner, and he was like, yo, you want to do a quick little skit? I was like, what do I got to do? He's like, you got to get robbed, and you got to cut somebody. I was like, what, nigga? I was like, all right, fuck it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I fucked around and did that shit, and all of a sudden, this shit is on fucking Worldstar with like 3 million views. I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I'm lit. I'm an actor out this motherfucker.
You lit.
Like,
that's in your resume.
I felt like Pac on Juice. I'm like, damn, I want to do this shit again. I can't wait. Facts.
That's dope, though.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, are you looking to get into
Hell
it?
Hell yeah. If other artists want me to play in their videos, I'll do it.
As long as they ain't compromising
who I am as a person, then yeah.
I see you. You're, Castle, I'm being honest, too. Like, you have a bright future.
Thank you.
You just got to be consistent.
Yes.
We already know, like, in this industry, it's who you know and consistency. Mm-hmm. I'm being completely honest. Your network, as corny as this shit sounds, your net worth is your net worth, right?
Yeah, that's
so shit sounds corny, but it's so true, you know? So definitely build your resources, continue grinding because you got it. You know, and just maintain that positivity. I love your mindset. Like, I knew you was real cool and calm. But, like, now that we have this sit-down, it's dope. Like, I actually enjoy your energy.
Thank you.
So I definitely appreciate the energy. I appreciate just your mindset. Because you normally don't get that so much. And unfortunately, it's not, you know, it's just, like, within our community, you don't get it so much. It's just so, excuse me, so many rah-rah shit. You understand?
Everybody want to look tough. Everybody want to feel tough. You got to, I don't mind showing a sense of vulnerability. I don't mind showing I could be lacking in this area. I could do a little better, like, because it makes me human. It makes people relate to you. It makes people want to know more about you because you're showing them that you could be vulnerable.
Yeah, no, definitely. I appreciate it. So for those that are watching, where can we find you? Where can, you know, obviously once, you know, he released the project, he'll give it to me. I'll put it on the website, all that good stuff. You understand?
Well, but I got my Instagram is Kasso, K-A-S-S-O underscore F-G-O with another underscore. And then I also have my website, which is K-A-S-S-O-F-G-O.com. So it's KassoFGO.com.
And there's no reason why you shouldn't be following the man, because all his information will be in the description box below. All you got to do is click on it.
Let's do it.
Show some love. It's free. You understand? Y'all already know, man. It's your girl, V. Henny, man.
Kasso.
The Artistry Show. And we out. Rock out with your cocks out. Jam out with your clam out.
The Artistry.
Catch us on YouTube, Facebook, or outlets.
Follow us.